Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
It's Friday, Bugler, so let's crack on with another top story from our archives before the week ends. Now, do you remember Theresa May? She was once a British Prime Minister. Sorry, I never thought this, but I'm getting a bit wistful. And in episode 4035, she absolutely ruined leopard print for debut Bugler Tiff Stevenson. It also features Tom Ballard and is from July 2017.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Top story this week, Britain updates. And, a lot of things have been happening in Britain, as Tiff suggested. A quick national mood update, and the official national mood at the moment is grumph. it's a stroppy time in Britain at the moment, Tiff, wouldn't you say?
Oh, it is. It's frustrating. I mean, this DUP coalition that we've got going on, old strong and stable in her bike chain necklace, as I just refer to as Theresa May. Now, does she think she's going to get nicked off a set of railings?
Who would want to take her?
I don't know. Maybe that she's just waiting, just sadly, outside the Houses of Parliament. I mean, here's what's happening at the moment. Theresa May is actually making me hate leopard print.
Wow.
Which, as a working class person, is totally unacceptable. That's how much I hate Theresa May now and this DUP coalition. There's a few details to this, and I don't know how much of it you're aware of, Tom, but what the DUP have signed a dodgy deal worth $1 billion with Theresa May's Conservatives, and it's essentially bung money, you know, which is not new for the DUP. They've seen more under-the-table action than Bill Clinton in the Oval Office. This deal is more bent than a Uri Geller spoon. I'm thinking that Wales and Scotland are rightly going to come crashing in saying, what do we get out of this? How come the DUP get just £1 billion handed to them?
Well, it's a nice above board bribe, to be honest. I mean, it's good that politics is being honest, because usually these things are done behind closed doors. They come right out with it. Said, no, we are going to bribe them £100 million per MP for their 10 MPs. I mean, I would be quite happy if my local MP in Streatham
flogged himself for £100 million. He's, we've got a Labour MP. If he just said, right, in fact, he could undercut them. He could go 80 million, 85 million quid, 15% off your standard parliamentary bribe for a full 5-year term. What could we do with that money? We could get a bobsled run for Streatham, even enough books for local schools. I know that's a bit lefty, but or nuclear deterrent. We could have our own
nuclear own trident.
That trident for Streatham. Let's dream. Let's aim high.
Didn't during the election campaign, Theresa May told an NHS nurse who hadn't had a pay rise in 8 years or whatever that there's no magic money tree that we can shake that suddenly provides for everything that people want. Apparently, there are several money shrubs that have been shaken so as to provide for everything that Theresa May wants, which is everything. And then I believe some NHS nurses asked the Prime Minister if there was any leftover money in the shrubs that could go towards helping them, and the PM said no, they all disappeared in a puff of smoke, they're allowed to, it's magic.
Yeah, they treated that magic money tree like someone claiming to the police that those strange plants in their back garden are perfectly above board.
Well, up until Monday, I thought the magical money tree was a Enid Blyton book. But apparently no. And here's the weird thing. The DUP creationists who don't believe in evolution because they believe in magic money trees. What else do they... I don't know if you were aware of this, Tom, but there's three or four creationists within the DUP.
Oh, dear.
And, okay, I mean, there's levels of this that we can tuck into. There's quite a lot in this tasty creationist sandwich.
You're not a creationist yourself?
Oh, no, I'm not. I'm an imaginist.
Sorry, I shouldn't have put you for this. I only have creationists on this show.
But you know that they had a creationist archaeologist, which I think is an oxymoron.
That's impressive.
Yeah. A creationist archaeologist who went to a dig site and discovered, this is so brilliant, who discovered a dinosaur saddle.
Right.
So the suggestion was that not only did man walk the earth with dinosaurs, and it's always man rather than men and women.
Right.
That man walked the earth with the dinosaurs. Not only that, but man sort of domesticated dinosaurs.
Right. He rode
like a cat or a dog.
Competitive dinosaur racing.
Yeah.
If you read Deuteronomy backwards, it's all there.
Yeah, yeah. It's mad, isn't it? I mean, I quite like the idea of having a pet T-Rex.
Well, we all like that, but I mean, we're a Flintstones-influenced generation, aren't we?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm thinking of giving creationism a go, to be honest. I think there's a lot to be said for it. I mean, anything that happened more than 42 and a half years ago on this planet isn't really my business anyway. The fossils did f*** all for this planet. I mean, look at dinosaurs. Sure. Pretty scary, but, you know, how about a legacy of usable infrastructure like the Romans left? Also, let's get patriotic about this, Tiff. Britain ruled the world, see footnotes, for, what, about 200 years, also see footnotes, spreading the glory of Britishness, see other footnotes, and leaving a legacy of peace, definitely see footnotes. Democracy, seriously, read those footnotes. Mutually beneficial trade, ditto. Decreased problems of tiger infestations and cricket. 200 years. Now, if that's 200 years out of 6,000 years... That's quite a lot. That's quite impressive. That's like a solid 3% of the entire history of the world. 200 years out of 4.5 billion years, less impressive. So from, you know, from a British... And we have to be... In these post-Brexit times...
We have to be British as well.
Finally, some recognition for Britain and all they've
done. That's right.
Make Britain creationist again.
Yeah.
The DUP are very conservative and quite homophobic is the impression that I'm getting. I heard that they only want to spend the money on roads, only the straight roads. Any bent roads will be sent to conversion therapy, apparently. This is just what I'm reading. This is just the news that's getting over to Australia, guys. I can't verify any of this.
Oh, there's Trevor Clark of the DUP who said last year that he thought only gay people could contract AIDS or HIV. Which makes me think only straight people can catch abject stupidity.
I definitely got that.
I mean, it's terrifying, isn't it? I mean, we're trying to be funny about it, but it is terrifying.
Well, I mean, it's particularly in the context of quite how this has come about, because in fact, I was in Australia. I think Tom was on the Bugle just after the election was called. And at that point, we were looking at, you know, a kind of 100,000-year Tory Reich. And quite how this has happened, that Theresa May has ended up, without a majority, having to hack out a deal with the Democratic Unionist Party to plonk a sticking plaster over the severed artery of her dreams of supreme everlasting power. I don't know how this is... I still can't quite understand it.
Yeah. Well, she's... it's as much as I want to see sort of women in power... I don't know why it has to be Arlene Foster and Theresa May, you know, two women who are essentially womb botherers. That's how I would describe them. They're obsessed with what women are doing in their womb, you know. Although Stella Creasy has just managed to get it passed so that, you know, the NHS fund abortions in Northern Ireland, which is a really exciting...
Yes, so people, so women from Northern Ireland who want an abortion can't have it there, but they will now be able to come to England.
I mean, yeah, they still can't have it there. They've got to travel, but at least they're free.
Yes.
There's a great tourism campaign.
Oh, don't, because the Taoiseach in Ireland basically said that women travelled for abortions like you would go to a stag or a hen do in Vegas. Like he suggested, that was the attitude.
Right, with extreme reluctance, if that was me being invited to a stag in Vegas.
So many pro-lifers have this sort of weird attitude. I think it was the Reverend Stephen Green from Christian Voice, you know, the guy who puts the fun into fundamentalism. He heard a Mary Stopes advert once and said that it was disgusting because it encouraged abortions. As if that's how it works. You hear an advert and go, oh, do you know what I haven't had for ages? Like, also, I don't even
Mother's
like the term...
Mother's Day is coming up. I better... No.
Yeah. Like, also, I don't like the term pro-abortion. It's pro-choice. Yeah. Stop making it like that's what people are actively seeking. So it's... you know, the DUP are... I'm trying to think if we've got anyone who's as, you know, anti-LGBT, anti-women's rights, climate change deniers as well.
Right.
Add that to the resume.
In for a penny.
Yeah. Three.
I mean, is there anyone worse? Is there anyone worse that Theresa May could have teamed up with?
She could have married Donald Trump, I guess. I mean, that's pretty much the only other...
She is his Maggie, after all. He calls her My Maggie from The Simpsons, I presume.
It's quite hard to follow the news from this side of the world. It's very confusing, particularly with your media. The thing that's really blown my mind is the London Evening Standard front page, as we know, edited by George Osborne, which had Arlene Foster's head superimposed onto Dr. Evil's body. She's saying, I demand the sum of £1 billion. And then Theresa May's head is superimposed onto Minnie-Me's body next to Dr. Evil / Arlene Foster with the caption, Austin Powers sharing. Now, this is incredibly confusing and is inconsistent with all Austin Powers mythology. Okay, this is canon. Dr. Evil would never hold Minnie-Me to ransom for £1 billion, particularly if it meant that Minnie-Me would be able to continue in some kind of significant leadership position that would require Dr. Evil to support a vote of confidence in Minnie-Me's abilities and any and all the money bills that Minnie-Me introduces into the Parliament. Minnie-Me is a clone of Dr. Evil and his entire being is dedicated to serving Dr. Evil and helping realise his clone / father figure's plans of extortion and chaos, i.e. Brexit. If Minnie-Me had £1 billion, he would automatically just give it over to Dr. Evil unconditionally. I doubt infrastructure spending in Northern Ireland or reproductive rights would ever come into the conversation at all. In fact, Dr. Evil and Minnie-Me are probably both extremely progressive when it comes to reproductive issues because Minnie-Me is ostensibly the result of a process of IVF. It makes no sense whatsoever and the whole thing is very ungroovy, baby.
Yay! That was beautiful.
Thanks to Tiff and to Tom. Go to the Bugle podcast and subscribe to Tiff's new show, Catharsis, or indeed listen to a classic episode of her Tiny Revolutions, including one of which features a conversation with me. Until next time... Goodbye.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.